With its thousands of lakes and streams, Wisconsin would seem the last place that needs to conserve water. But the battle over the Perrier bottling plant a few years ago and a significant drop in groundwater levels in southeastern Wisconsin has sparked the move to put new rules in place. Bill's sponsor, State Senator Neil Kedzie, called the new regulations a first step, but insisted it's not a moratorium on future water bottling plants.
There's nothing in this bill that will outlaw bottling companies from making an application. And if it's warranted and reviewed and the science bears it out, this is science-based, not emotional-based. If you've got it there on paper and it proves out, then a permit ought to be allowed.
Kedzie says the committee hopes to bring the bill to the floor for a vote before the legislative session ends on March 11th. But Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club says environmental groups may push for a delay so the committee can consider changes that would increase the number of streams and springs the new rules would protect.
They need more time, and there's nothing magic about March 11th as an end date for discussing groundwater quality legislation. After all, our drinking water supplies are important to our human life as well as to fish and wildlife. It's really a crucial resource that we have neglected for a long time.
Environmental groups want a new definition of the size of the natural springs the new rules apply to. Under the current rules, only new wells that would impact the 100 largest springs in the state would have to go through a rigorous impact study before getting a permit. That leaves out most of the estimated 18,000 springs in Wisconsin. Industry groups want assurances that the number of springs and streams affected by the new bill won't be expanded. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is also demanding clear language on how long the permitting process will take. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.